Every year, busloads of crime victims from all over the state gather in Sacramento to rally and call on the governor and lawmakers to address their issues. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow tells us the talk at yesterday's rally was all about realignment, the massive population shift from state prisons to local lockups.
Speaker after speaker blasted Governor Jerry Brown's realignment plan.
There are countless more examples of victims that are yet to come because of the consequences of the legislature's failure to fix this system.
Sacramento Deputy District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert says shifting more inmates to local control isn't working. Governor Brown didn't talk about realignment and instead focused on why his administration is fighting a federal court order to further reduce the state's inmate population. Judges have said the governor's resistance to court orders on the issue has bordered on contempt. They use the word contumacious.
I've been called a lot of things in my life. Moonbeam, this and that, all sorts of things in the last 40 years. I've never been called contumacious until that three-judge panel issued their opinion.
Brown says he'll appeal the latest ruling all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. After the rally, the governor was asked whether tax revenue, coming in more than $4 billion above estimate, has him feeling confident. Brown says he's withholding judgment until May, when his revised budget comes out.
We have a very complicated mechanism called Prop 98, and depending upon how the money flows, it may not be as available as many people are now thinking.
Both Brown and legislative analysts have said that much or all of the extra revenue will likely be required for public schools and community colleges. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.